Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, your ears do not deceive you. This is not the critically acclaimed FWA Radio. This is Matt Chat with Ace Diamond.
Thank you for that, Rob. As he said, this is Matt Chat with Ace Diamond and my co-host, the Fat Man Rob Chapone.
Hello.
So, Rob, how was your weekend?
It was a good weekend, you know. I mean, I was up in Sunday. I was up in Tecumseh, Michigan for International Big Time Wrestling, run by the Rude One himself, Rude Boy. We had Shane Douglas on the show for the main event. It was a damn good match between him and Alcatraz 187.
Very nice. And tonight we're going to do something we don't normally do, and that's we're going to talk about other wrestling other than what we're up to. We're not going to have an interview. We're just going to talk wrestling. We tried this once before. It was an epic failure. But I think shorter show may be a little bit more successful.
That's what you get for thinking.
One thing I want to address first is a couple of guys that honestly I have no use for whatsoever. I think they're I won't say a cancer because that's a little too strong. But I'm, of course, talking about the Young Bucks, who just last week did something that was a direct, deliberate ripoff of the New Day. Because
are you talking about the cereal and the damn shirts, Ace?
Yes, I am. Because
I mean, they did that a while ago, Ace. You're just now finding out about this?
I just found out about it last week. I was not aware that they had done that.
Yeah, they did it like, I'd say a month ago, maybe.
Still long after the New Day came out with Booyahs.
Yeah, they're doing it to fucking poke fun at the damn New Day.
And they can make
a couple bucks off of it. Fucking more power to them.
I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree on that one.
What the fuck do you think I do, Ace?
Oh, I know what you do.
Yours is actually entertaining. Okay, what's the difference?
Yours is entertaining.
You just got a bias for the damn Young Bucks.
I will not confirm nor deny that. I don't think they're great professional wrestlers, no. They are are they athletic? Yes. Are they entertaining to a certain set of wrestling fans? Yes. I just happen not to be part of that set that finds that style even slightly entertaining.
But Ace, I mean, here's the thing, bruh. You've got to realize that they've got to be doing something right, because they got the ROH contract and the merchandise that's selling like hotcakes, and while you got a radio show, no offense, that's trying to get 20 listeners a week. I mean,
wow.
Come on, buddy. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Do I like them? No, I don't. But that's, really, Ace?
Yeah, really.
That's like saying fucking there's nothing original in wrestling anymore. It's all been done. Dead air, Ace.
I'm trying to come up with a counterpoint to your assertion that it's all been done before.
I mean, seriously, let's run down a list real quick. I got a quick little list. I mean, we got time to kill. Okay, how many Samoan gimmicks have been done? That's like saying Samoa Joe needs to be original. How many Samoan gimmicks have been done before?
See, here's the thing. For a Samoan wrestler, Samoa Joe actually is original, because he doesn't, other than with his name, he doesn't exactly flaunt the fact that he's Samoan. He doesn't wear the war paint.
All right, well, let's go with, I don't know, Dolph Ziggler. That motherfucker couldn't be more like Shawn Michaels than fucking you clone Shawn Michaels.
I knew you were going to say that, and I absolutely agree with you.
I mean, like I said, Ace.
As soon as you said Dolph Ziggler, I knew where you were going to go, and I agree 100%.
And I mean, you also got to factor in, they got that Ring of Honor contract, and, you know, they don't get the big money that fucking New Day's getting. So if they can make a knockoff of something that was done on WWE, and they have a fan base that's going to buy it, why not make a couple bucks? You're all about making money, ain't you, Ace?
Absolutely.
And given the option, I guarantee you, if you would have thought of that first, and you had the fan base that was willing to buy it, you would have done the same damn thing.
What the heck was that?
What the heck was what?
Something just screeched in my ear.
I don't know what that
sounded
was.
Sounded like
to me.
Some really bad feedback.
Oh, I didn't get nothing on my end. I got studio quality headset on my head.
But on to the next topic. Since we're obviously going to disagree on this one all night, and probably forever.
Probably, Ace. Probably. I mean, but you still didn't answer my question. Would you or would you not have done the same thing?
Ripped off New Day? No, I would not.
So you mean to tell me, okay, that you're going to sit there and you're going to call yourself Ace Diamond, knowing about Johnny Diamond?
You see, I was Ace Diamond long before I ever knew who Johnny Diamond was.
Or Neil Diamond.
I don't pretend to be a singer because I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
Still, though, it's the Diamond thing.
What does that have to do with New Day and then Young Bucks? I'm missing a connection.
Okay. I asked you if you would do the same thing that they did if you had the opportunity to make the money that they're potentially going to make off this merchandise. And I was using your last name as a reference to all the other diamonds that are in the business. I threw Neil Diamond in there as a joke, but yeah, you get my point now. But
I get
the correlation.
Your point. And
it's all tied in, going back to my original statement that there is nothing original in this business. How many times has the fat gimmick been done? Hell, there's a fat guy running around as Mr. Fitness, Twinkie Power. Come on, we interviewed him.
Yes, we did last week. That was a very good show.
Exactly. It could have been a little longer, but still. Okay. Shit happens. But how many times have you seen the redneck gimmick? I mean, Hillbilly Jed, fucking Cousin Bob, fucking hell, Johnny H, JD Blaze, fucking. How many times have gimmicks been used over and over and over again? AJ Styles, how many times can you have a flashy high flyer? You got Rey Mysterio,
see,
you got AJ Styles. Hell, you throw in Rob Van Dam.
All in the same category. Here's the thing. Each one of them brings something different to the table.
I'm not saying that each one of them don't have their own special, unique thing. Because if they didn't, then they all probably wouldn't have been employed at the same time. But they all do the same shit. Nothing is
yes,
original.
Yes, but they're not direct rip-offs of anybody. Or anything.
You're missing the whole point of that.
No, I've got my own point. That you're obviously missing. To make a cereal when there's already a cereal and to give it a name like Super Kicks. First of all, there's already a Kicks cereal.
Okay.
Actually,
and
I don't think they make that anymore. But,
yes, they do. I have a box sitting on top of my fridge right now.
Huh. I haven't seen it in years. But anyway.
Yeah.
Of course, I haven't gone grocery shopping in years either, so one may have something to do with the other.
Yeah.
I have people that do that for me, so.
After the show, I will go in the kitchen and I will send you a picture of the box sitting on my counter.
That's totally unnecessary.
Well, you said you ain't seen
point.
One. Well, I'm just saying, you ain't seen one,
make
so
point.
I mean, well. What's to say they didn't team up with Kix Cereal and to try to promote Kix a little better? Kix went out and hired the Young Bucks and they created Super Kix because they already had the name Kix. What's to say that didn't happen? And it's a giant fucking gimmick ploy by the cereal company. What's to say that they actually did it? I'm just saying, Ace.
You're right.
It all goes back to making money. It's all about making money, Ace.
Absolutely.
Making money.
And I don't know about you, but for me, 2017 is going to be a huge year as far as making money goes.
I'm hoping I make a little myself. I mean,
I've already got some things lined up that are bound to make me, I'll just say it, a shit ton of money.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So, some of those things involve you, some of them don't.
No. Like I said, I'm all about making money. We can do some business.
And some of these things should probably worry some people around here.
I just gotta let you in on a little something, Ace. You know, I didn't want to give him any publicity, but I'm gonna go ahead and say it anyway. You basically got the ass end of an ass chewing I've been giving Similac, Simikill, Fred, Kai Hansen, whatever the fuck you want to call his bitch ass, the green booger guy. Fucking, I've been going off on him since about 6:30 this evening. So you kind of came in on the last part of the ass whooping I was giving him. So, you know, I mean, I'm not gonna apologize, but
I don't even expect an apology. I don't want an apology. I probably wouldn't accept an apology.
Yeah, I mean, this guy has the nerve to hit me up and ask me if I was glad that he was kicked off of a show that I got him kicked off of. And all I did, I didn't say a word. I didn't message nobody any words. I sent them two or three matches of his. I sent it into the booker. That's all I did. And they unbooked him. And then he has the nerve to say somebody lied on his ass. It was entertaining.
Well, to him, I can only say five words. Get out of this business.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't tell him get out of the business, because after I went off on his ass for a little bit, he got offline, and then he got back online and had the balls enough to ask me another question, which it was, what was it? Hold on, let me find it, because this one's actually entertaining. This one, critique or, too many damn messages. It was critique or something other. Hold on. Damn it. Critique or doubter. Yeah, critiquer or doubter. He was asking if I was, you know, critiquing him or if I'm just a doubter. Like, I doubt that he could do it. And then I fucking laid into his ass again. And basically told him, I said, look.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like, long story short, like, I told him, I said, dude, prove me wrong. Go to training. Ledbetter gives free training every Saturday. Show up at training. Prove me wrong. I may not always participate in the training physically, but I am there talking to people, asking questions, you know, so on and so forth. But still, prove me wrong and show up to a training. Shit, show up to 10 trainings. I hope you prove me wrong, motherfucker.
I hope he proves me wrong, too. I just don't see it happening.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know. But yeah, you said your 2017 is going to be awesome. I'm still over here enjoying my 2016, you know.
Well, everything I've got lined up is most likely not happening until the early part of 2017. There may be a little bit of action in at the end of this year, but I'm thinking more likely it's going to be after the first of the year.
I'd say wait until the damn weather breaks. You know, you ain't got the snow and shit.
I'm probably thinking that's probably a wise idea.
Yeah, I mean, that would be better because, I mean, shit, trying to run a wrestling show in the winter, trying to deal with snow, and, yeah, it just sucks. Trust me, I've done it. Dead air, Ace.
So, what do you have lined up over the next couple weeks? We might as well delve into that for a few minutes.
Well, I know this weekend I've got NWA Circle City that's actually going to be ran out of the Tough building over there in Franklin. Franklin. After that, I head up to Flint, Michigan for UWA, I'm sorry. And then the 18th, I head back to Saginaw, Michigan for another UWA event. And it was actually brought to my attention today that October 16th at International Big Time Wrestling in Tecumseh, Michigan, at Jersey's Tavern, you will see the Fat World Order, Rob Fatone, versus the Blue World Order, very own Blue Meanie.
You know, that's a match I would actually like to see, personally.
Shit, I'd like to see the match too, so let me know how it goes.
I think you'll know how it goes.
Hey, I don't know.
So,
it might be one of the things that I don't remember.
That could very well be. But anyway, So, I was kind of hoping to have a guest this week, but as with all the people, seemingly all the people I ever try to contact, they never message me back. So, I never get to have these guests that I would like to have.
I'll try to whip out my little black book for you next week, Ace.
Yeah, don't whip out anything, please.
Well, fine, I won't whip out my little black book.
That just sounds wrong, putting it that way, but anyway.
You're the one taking Little Black Book wrong. I mean, is there something you need to tell us, Ace?
No.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Oh. How many games or references did you just make? Who?
I don't know. I lost count.
I think it was two, which...
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm amazed that you didn't figure out a way to throw in a Deal or No Deal reference, but I'm glad you didn't.
No, I was actually thinking of I was trying to throw Family Feud in there a little bit, but yeah, I didn't think of it till afterwards.
Thought of what?
Family Feud, you know, Survey Says.
Oh.
Yeah,
that would have been okay, I guess.
Yeah. You wanna set me up again or we can try it again?
No.
Okay.
But I do wanna, before we go, there is one other thing I wanna address.
Oh, real quick, I just want to throw something out there. You know, I actually got booked for Crave in Middletown on November 8th. That actually kind of shocked me. I was sitting in Michigan this past Sunday when Ghetto Fabulous Mike Malakas hit me up and asked me if I wanted to be on his show.
Wow.
It kind of shocked me. I don't know. I had to throw that out there. I don't know. I mean, It was shocking. I'll say that. But go ahead, Ace. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's kind of interesting. I don't know if you watch much TNA or any at all, for that matter.
I kind of fast forward through it.
They've introduced this new Grand Championship.
Oh, yeah, that stupid, with the MMA fucking judging and shit, yeah.
Yes, with the, basically the three rounds.
Yeah, they're doing it UFC
judges.
Style.
Do what?
They're doing it UFC style.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, 3 5-minute rounds with the three judges, they do the scoring, unless you make them fucking submit or something, then, yeah.
Right. I think that's been done before, but I'm not 100% sure.
I don't remember anything about that.
It sounds familiar.
I don't know anything about that, but you know what would be cool is if they were actually shoot matches.
That would be a whole lot better for that style of a match, but
right,
we all know that's never going to happen.
Right.
But
now, what gets me is... What?
We're about out of time, so finish your thought, and we'll be done.
I was going to say what gets me was the Gift of the God belt, or Gift of the Gods belt over there at Lucha Underground. I kind of like that belt.
I love that belt.
Oh, yeah, the seven different medallions. Oh, yeah, that whole concept.
Yes.
That's fucking awesome right there.
I love Lucha Underground. It's actually my second favorite promotion.
I don't watch too much of it, but I actually watched the Gift of the Gods tournament, and I actually missed the big 7-man match that they did, but, you know.
We are out of time, so for my co-host, Rob Fatone, I'm Ace Diamond. Good night, everybody.
Peace.